today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about Satan in the view of Islam. Please be with us. Today, Sunday, is the 24th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of the month of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment of this program, today's special, by recitation of Chapter Al-Baqarah, Verse 34.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين.
And mention when we said to the angels, prostrate before Adam. So they prostrated, except for Iblis. He refused and was arrogant and became of the disbelievers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It should be noted that this verse, Verse 34 of chapter 2nd, is the most valid piece of evidence and a vivid witness to the magnificence and nobility of man whom after his being created, all the angels were commissioned to make obeisance and pay homage to and bow before that splendid creation. According to the verses of the Holy Quran, Iblis was not the same nature as the angels, but he was from a different genius, that is, of the jinn, of the nature of matter who had been assembled among the angels. Satan as man's sworn enemy. Satan is what he is because he's jealous of mankind. He does not accept Allah's decrees concerning them or him. He can't stand them and wants to destroy as many of them as possible. Accepting man as Allah's wise gerent on earth and as an honorable being preferred over much of what Allah had created was not compatible with Satan's delusions and self-absorption. Satan knows that these actions warrant him an eternal punishment in the hell, but as long as he fills it with multitudes of people as well who will share with him his fate, he is fine. Allah thus reminds men Verily, Satan is an enemy to you. It is in chapter Al-Fatir, verse 6.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bayna sta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with studying various ways of satanic temptations. Now we find that the name of Satan, as indicated in this Quranic verse, is Iblis. And elsewhere in the Holy Quran, we find that Satan, and in Arabic, Shaitan, are indicated in the Holy Quran. So at least there are at least two names of the Satan as expressed and indicated in the Holy Quran are available. One of them is Iblis and another one is Shaitan. Well, both of them refer to this to one and the same personality or one and the same entity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicated it in the Holy Quran that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Satan about what was the reasons of his not prostrating himself against in favor of Adam, Satan answered in this way, "Ana khayrun min," I am better than him. That is, Satan expressed that he was better than Adam. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِينٍ. You created me from fire and created him, that is Adam, from mud. And elsewhere in the Holy Quran, Satan expresses in this way, أَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ تِينَ. Do you expect me to prostrate myself in favor and before another being whom you created from mud or clay?
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain, pouring all your love to every
Again, as the previous episode of today's special, we look at some strategies of Satan. One of the best strategies of Satan is loving this world too much. So, brothers and sisters, take care. Loving this world and life will make us forget our main purpose in this world. That is to worship and obey Allah. And once you forget that, well, that's exactly what the enemy wants, right? The other strategy is never remembering death. This one is similar to the first one. It's important to think about death. When we remember death, we will realize how temporary this life is. Thinking about it also makes us patient in the hardship of this life. So when a person rarely ever thinks about death, his or her heart becomes hardened, and his or her love for this world grows every day, something which will definitely make the Satan happy.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi.
On the continuation of today's special, we'll learn more to defeat Satan. So that's the question, how to defeat Satan? Remember a lot every available moment and ask Allah to help you against the enemy. The remembrance of Allah represses the Satan. It puts him in distress and inflicts injuries upon him like the injuries whips and clean inflict when used. This is why the Satan of the believer becomes weak and frail. This is because every time the Satan interferes with him, the believer releases upon him his whips of remembrance, of turning towards Allah, of seeking forgiveness and obedience, and he will be successful. Thus, his Satan will be in severe state of punishment. On the other hand, the Satan of the evildoer gets a lot stronger and arrogant due to him being in a state of leisure and gentleness. So whoever doesn't punish their Satan in this world with his remembrance of Allah, his monotheism, his seeking forgiveness, and his obedience towards Allah, then they will be punished by their Satan with a blazing fire in the hereafter. So there is no escape from whether you punish your Satan or get punished by him.
Encounter of the prophets with Shaitan. The Holy Bible speaks of many encounters of Satan and prophets. But amongst the most interesting encounters of prophets with Satan within the Holy Bible, which is also recorded within the Holy Quran, is the encounter of the prophet Job or Ya'qub or Ayyub and Shaitan. Ayyub was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that would constantly glorify Allah. He would thank Allah. He was constantly pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has offered to him. Shaitan says, "Oh Allah, the reason why he is so pleased and the reason why he is so happy and constantly remembering you is because you have given him everything. You have given him children. You have given him wealth. You have appointed him as a prophet. You have given him dignity. You have given him honor. What else could he ask for?" So Allah allowed Shaytan to test Ayyub, just like Shaytan is allowed to test every other human being. However, the prophets and the infallible and the believing men and women, the more their level of iman is higher, the greater the level of iman, the greater the test. So, Shaitan, and a long story that you've probably all heard, takes away his children, takes away his wealth, takes away his properties, takes away everything, including his health. His health. He was a healthy man. Now his body is full of diseases, illnesses, pain. He had a wife, an honorable wife, a believing wife. They became so poor that she actually had to go and sell her hair in order to buy a loaf of bread and to bring it to the Prophet of Allah, Ayyub. And Ayyub kept telling her to thank Allah, to glorify Allah, to remain patient. Until this test was removed.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, that is the difference between Satan and Iblis and the concept of both of them. So we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time and and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Rabbi,
Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.